Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
First of all, a big, sincere thank you for everybody who joined in and became a partner in hope for St. Jude. You are, and you have been, and you will continue to be such an instrumental part of what we do every single day and part of saving a bunch of kids' lives. So thank you very, very much. We do it once a year. Our goal is to make it as easy as possible for that hospital to run so kids from all over the country can get help, can have their life saved. So hospitals, wherever you live, are able to get and use the research that St. Jude is you know, doing and finding and sharing. And so thank you. I'll say it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for becoming a partner in hope. So glad you're here. I want to do a voicemail from Sammy in Richmond, Virginia. Here you go.
Morning, studio. My office is having a white elephant, so I'm wondering what's the show's recommendation for gifts under $20. Thanks.
Yeah!
Great gifts under 20 bucks. Two $10 lottery tickets.
That's cool.
Or four $5 lottery tickets because it's fun. There's a chance to win way more. And 20 bucks is mostly just novelty things anyway. But that's something that you literally actually can have, and it can be more than a novelty when you win a million.
Yeah.
Nothing says white elephant like winning $1 million.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So I would say that. Anything else you want to say?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of white elephant. Is it supposed to be a practical fun gift, or is it supposed to be like something
just
you don't want?
Less than 20 bucks. Toilet paper?
How much are
yes,
books?
That's what I was thinking.
Are books 20 bucks?
You can get them for less than 20.
Yeah.
Looks good, right?
Stanley the dog, first day of school.
Boom.
Okay.
Ooh, good one.
Get it on Amazon.
That'll get passed around.
This is from Emma in Massachusetts.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. I love your show. I listen to it any chance I can get, and I'm so glad you got to hear this.
Me too, Emma. Thank you for sending it. Here's Patrick in Austin.
Wondering when the draft side is coming back. Thought I'd check in. I was listening to a Monday show and heard you talking about grocery, food, snacks, and thought it'd be cool to hear when we might be having some drafts coming back.
For you, Patrick, we'll do a draft this week.
Oh, cool.
We've given it a break for a little bit, but we'll do a draft this week. And then finally, from Emerson in North Carolina.
Why is Santa a ninja? Because he wears a black belt. Bye.
Nice.
There you go. Like we're back. Thank you, everybody. Let's get started here. Bobby Bones Show.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
All right, their name is For King and Country. They've won four Grammy Awards. They're awesome. Tonight, a CMT Crossroads Christmas for King and Country. Breland, Chrissy Metz, Natalie Grant, Rebecca St. James, their sister. They're all going to perform CMT 9 p.m. Central. They are here, though. And not because of that show, and not because of their Grammys, but because of Eddie and his wife.
Oh, boy.
And they got tickets. Then they said, never mind, we don't need the tickets, even though it was sold. It's a whole situation. They are here. They are amazing. Let's go down and talk with For King and Country.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
For King and Country.
Well, the way you guys got here, a little unconventional, I will admit, because, first of all, thank you.
Because you've never invited us, Bobby. Amy's invited us before.
That's true. Yeah. That's me. That's on me. Anyway, so also, we like know your family, and if we're just having you in willy-nilly every day, they're like, well, that's like some sort of nepotism.
Touché.
Yeah.
And also, our last name's Small Bone, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. You've got to keep the bones separated.
Exactly, which is why we also don't have Matt on.
Yeah.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. You did have Matt on?
No, that's why we don't, but he texts in all the time, and he's on the air in different ways.
Yeah, okay. I just talk about him.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's like, my pastor just said.
Then I was going to get jealous. Yes. Then I was going to be right. like, we've got a problem here.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. You have millions of fans all over the world, and two of them are Eddie and his wife, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And your wife wanted to go to the show?
She said, is there any way you can get us tickets to go see the band for a Christmas concert? I'm like, well, look, I look on the calendar. I'm like, they're coming to the Opry. We can do this. So what better to ask Amy, since she knows you guys? She's like, oh, Amy, can you hook me up with some tickets?
And so she does. And Amy, this is no small feat to get tickets. The world, this is like getting Taylor Swift tickets.
Right.
To see them.
I know.
Mm-hmm. The site crashes basically when you try to get tickets to freaking country.
Right. So yeah, I sent off a note, no problem. I get a text back, will call, under Eddie's name, night of, ready to go. I send Eddie a note and Eddie's like, oh my gosh, amazing, thank you. Well, then turns out, I guess Eddie's going to be out of town the night of the show. So then we have to awkwardly be like, okay. Awkward. Sorry,
yeah, we
don't
were very
need those
upset.
Yes, exactly. I knew it. You probably spent the whole night going, I bet they hate us.
Because we called up the Opry personally.
Yeah, we're out of comps, guys, but.
Right. And so.
It's Eddie's wife.
Then, which I'm so glad it worked out that way, because now I feel like we get a very intimate performance from them.
I'm still embarrassed, but that's okay.
So am I, Bo. Yeah.
So we got a couple things we're going to do here with For King and Country. We're going to do a Christmas song, and then we're going to do an original. And first, let me say, just you guys are awesome. Just musically, sonically, what you're able to do, how big you're able to sound, just A+. So I want to compliment you there. Awesome. Secondly, you know, both of you have my hair at different stages in my life. I'm just going to say that.
That's so true.
Mm?
So maybe you could be our brother.
Yeah, I could. I just you're
funny accent.
Me?
Yeah.
Or you?
No, you.
Can you do my accent?
Of course I can.
What's that?
Hey, this is Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones Show with For King and Country. Thanks for being here.
That sounds so normal.
It almost sounds not hillbilly enough, but that's such an American. As a kid in Australia, do you grow up doing American accents as a joke?
You get all your movies and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Not really, because, you know, Australia's always been a little bit about like the kind of the younger brother that looks up to America, so you don't really want to be like America because you're kind of actually jealous of America, if that makes sense.
Well, in America, we always do like kangaroo and boomerang jokes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're like, oh, the scrip on the Bobby, boomerang. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
We're aware. Cool.
Thank you, Jim.
We're aware.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Christmas song first, and then I want to get into a little more of you guys. But here is For King and Country. And what are you guys, Luke, what are you guys going to do here?
We're going to play a song for Eddie's wife. Because this is the song that she probably wanted to see, right, Eddie?
This is the one. Yes.
This
she
is
mentioned.
The one.
Yes.
And this is going to be. This is the little drummer boy. God willing.
It is the one.
It is. It is the one. And I just want to set the record straight. If you're just listening and not watching, we have set a world record on your stage, right?
More 73 people on stage. Yes. It is amazing. The stage is like the size of a nickel, but somehow they're standing on top of each other. This is why New York City did skyscrapers, actually. Mm. So you get more people on, go high.
That's true. Well, and here's the other thing. Live, we're in elevators. So
that
next time we're going to have to bring the elevators.
Wait, what?
We go up like 50 feet in the air.
These elevators.
It's like the Australian version of Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Yeah, your shows, you do that? Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang.
We take out a really big insurance.
Eddie's wife could have seen this.
Yeah, we're really missing out now.
You could have been there, yeah. All right, here they are for King and Country on the Bobby Bones Show. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
For King and Country.
Hey, Joel, you and Luke have been playing together since how old?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. So our sister was sort of a gospel Christian artist and Dad managed her, needed cheap labor. We all homeschooled. He saw he had five sons. And so we became the road crew and incidentally started doing background vocals together at some point.
For her or for other people?
No, for her. Okay. For her exclusively. We weren't good enough
to do it for other people.
No. Got it. Just family. Her. Got it. Yeah, yeah.
It was a family deal. And then we didn't get on in our teenage years. You know, he's my younger brother. He grew taller than me. He's a better sportsman. All the things that an older brother really dislikes. Torn his ACL in a basketball match.
And he felt sorry for me.
And I felt sorry for him. So I was like, hey, why don't we start a band?
How tall are you?
I'm about 6'4", 6'4", 6'5".
But I mean, if you were to cut your hair, what are you, 5'9"? 5'9", 5'9" with the hair? Cut the hair, 5'9"?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
You know what that's like.
So Samson got weaker.
Yeah, I do. That's why I grow it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so when does, well, I'm assuming too, you guys had a bunch of names before for King and Country, since you've been together so long. What were those, if you'd had other names, what were they?
Plethora of bad ones.
Yeah, we had a lot of bad ones. I mean, at first, we would do the whole, like, we're not going to leave this coffee shop until we find a name. And usually we walked out with Joel and Luke.
I'm Joel, he's Luke. We're going to be called Joel. He's sort of Dan and Shay.
Joel had another great one.
Osterville. That was one.
Yeah, that was one.
Because so when we make up a word, it's Australia to Nashville. People call Nashville a ville.
Oh, Osterville.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oz.
Glad you didn't stay with that one.
Yeah. And literally, we did a show in Australia with that name. And Australians are pretty forthright in their opinions. And we were doing a festival, and people came up and they're like, "Yeah, mate, I don't even know how to say your name."
So we actually reverted back to Joel at the festival. We're like, "All right, guys, we're out."
And when did For King and Country come up? And I'm assuming it's for King, who is Jesus. I'm just assuming. I don't know this. Is that what it is?
Well, it's sort of there's a British. If you ever watch like,
oh, it's not. Never mind. I'm wrong.
Downton Abbey. There's sort of this British mantra that they would always chant going into battle. They would say, "Oh, for King," like Zazu says Lion King. It's like, "Oh, for King and Country."
I don't watch shows with accents, anyway, so that's fine. I don't like accents. So.
Very American of you. Yeah. So we kind of thought, well, that's a cool phrase. And then I think there's that great overtone of like, why do we do music? Like you said, like God, people, country, you know. Mm-hmm.
And so For King and Country, was it in a coffee shop. We're not leaving the coffee, and that's what
no,
you have.
No, no. So Joel had come into the studio one day. I mean, this was 12 years ago or so. And he came in with the name All the King's Men, which was a cool name.
That is a cool name.
And our producer at the time spun around, and he said, oh, no, no, what about For King and Country, you know, the old British mantra that they used to chant before going into battle. And we'd always wanted something that felt like it had purpose, that felt like it had meaning. It just wasn't like just a cool name, you know what I mean? And I think we kind of both looked at each other at that time. The other big thing was it was available on MySpace.
Yeah.
Which was
a
big deal.
Got to remember that 10 years ago.
Yeah. What's the CMT Crossroads Christmas that you guys are doing? Like, what exactly does that entail?
This sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But Breland's there.
Okay,
Chrissy
that's
Metz
it. Because always there are other artists that come in.
Yeah.
So Breland, who's, we love him, Chrissy Metz, who was on This Is Us and is a great singer. Yep. So they come in and sing songs with you. Are they doing your songs?
Yeah, well, kind of
Christmas songs
versions.
Aren't really our songs, but our versions of Christmas songs.
But don't
songs.
We all own them?
That, touché. Public domain. That's right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they come in and, you know, they're singing these renditions that, you know, we've created and they sing along with us. It was quite fascinating, though, because they all had to learn these songs very, very quickly. So to their credit, it turned out really great.
Do you guys keep a prompter for Christmas songs so you don't mess up the words?
Luke should.
I probably should, but I don't. I will say, I messed
although
up.
Although I've had a lot of, because we're right in the middle of an American Christmas tour, so I've had quite a few fumbles.
The problem with Christmas songs is you do sing them every year, but there's 11 months in between the time that you
and
sing
there's
them.
Like 9 verses in all of them.
Well, verses that
so,
we don't grow
and
up
they
learning.
They all sort of have the same inflation. So you just sort of
so people do the same
confused.
Thing that we do. Which is you just pick your favorite verses and that becomes the song, right?
And if you forget, just do it again.
And then if you're into grandparents, church, you're never going to know the verses that they get into there. That's definitely true.
The CMT Crossroads Christmas, is that in Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down at the factory.
Okay. So on the 12th, that's where you can go there. But then the Christmas show, you got Indianapolis on the 15th, Fort Wayne on the 16th, Grand Rapids on the 17th, the two Opry shows, what's the global live stream? Is that at a place?
It's the Opry show.
Oh, it just says global live stream. Like
no, we wanted to make it feel really big.
Okay,
yeah, you know how it is. Just brand it really big.
Go and watch this show. I'm going to have to go to one of these shows. For kingandcountry.com for this, A Drummer Boy Christmas, and then they are on the road all of next year, which I mentioned a little earlier. When your last name is Smallbone, my name is Bone. Bones. Yep. Did you ever consider the Smallbones as a band name?
Would you come to a show with the band name Small Bones?
You know who did consider it? Matt Hales, Aqualung, considered it. He was very serious about it because we were developing sort of the band with him as sort of guiding us through it. And he was like, yeah, you should just be called Small Bones.
Or Small Bone.
Yeah.
Singular.
Mm. We opted to not because of all of the
I was dominating the bone world.
Yeah, well, we
innuendo.
We homeschooled for a reason with our last name.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Amy knows another small bone. What's the situation there with that guy? Who's that?
Our dad's brother's son.
Wait.
He's your cousin.
He's our cousin.
I just wanted to say the most complicated
cousin.
Way.
Got it.
You know how.
Has a brother named Ian.
Yeah, everybody kind of looks like, y'all look similar. Like Bobby, you've said, they look like
people
you,
go up to him thinking it's
but
me.
But Matt, yes, he was at the grocery store literally the other day, and he told me, that someone said, are you Bobby Bones? And he's like, because, I mean, small bone, sometimes they just hear the bone part, and then they see the glasses and the hair, and they think it's him.
And he has a very thick accent.
Yes, very.
I also thought he was your brother because of the last name.
Yeah.
Do you have another brother?
The genetic pool is pretty shallow.
There's 7 kids in our family.
Who did I meet on an airplane once?
Me.
That wasn't you.
The Southwest
airplane. No,
yeah, that was me.
You're so much better looking now.
Josh Kerr, thank you.
Yes. The little
now?
Mustache?
What
yeah.
Do you mean now?
Because I saw him then and I was like, man. But now.
He's matured.
That was you sitting behind me on that flight. Yeah. We talked. You were super nice.
To LA.
I didn't know you were actually in the band. I didn't know you were one of the two.
Did you think he was a crew guy?
He kind of did.
You know?
You were very kind to the crew guys. Though.
I thought. maybe it's the whole get up. The scarf, the mustache. The greased back hair.
It's working for Bobby.
Yeah. It's a vibe.
Amy's not.
Oh, yeah. That was a good, had a good experience there. We talked a lot. I was like, that guy who does merch for King and Country.
Were we going to the Grammys? What were we doing? No, you were going out to the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I was probably doing something cool, you know.
And you'd missed your flight. I remember. Because I remember going, this guy's is awesome. He's on a Southwest flight. You're like, nah. I had the other private thing got canceled.
Yeah, you're making that up completely. Okay, look, for King and Country, they are here, and they're going to perform. What are we going to do? Let's do one of like your songs that you like. I don't know. What do you have for me? I don't know. I just threw this on you last minute.
No, it's all good. We're going to play a song called "Love Me Like I Am," and featuring if it's the recorded version.
Yeah, well, she's not with us today, no. But featuring Jordan Sparks. So we had a really lovely.
Joel can't quite sing like Jordan.
Oh, you watch. no, we had this lovely moment where we enjoy doing features here and there, and we kind of cold called Jordan, and her brother is a supporter of the band. And so I think he's a real champion, like your wife.
We got his wife.
Was like, hey, you should actually really do this, sister. And she's just an awesome human.
This thing you have over here, it's a keyboard. It looks like
it's a harmonium. It's like an Indian drone instrument. You can get them on eBay for about $300. They hand make them.
Can you do it without everybody else playing? Just show people what it sounds like. What's that thing called? The
accordion?
It looks like, yeah.
It's like a keyboard accordion.
It sounds magnificent.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, okay. Well, here they are. My new favorite band.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait,
except for Aqualung.
True, and Chris Tomlin.
I'm going to be a little selfish for a second for my son, Stevenson, since the Christmas song was dedicated to Eddie's wife. Oh. Can y'all just dedicate this one to Stevenson because he's your number one fan?
Nice.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Yes.
So, and I'm going to play it for him because he's in school.
Yeah.
Stevenson. On behalf of Luke and me and the gentleman and the lady up here, we're thinking of you this morning with this song, Love Me Like I Am. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
For King of Country.
Hey,
guys, you guys are awesome. Okay, who knew? Who knew?
When you have the last name Bone or Small Bones, you've got to overcome.
Who knew? Dang, that is just so good. I'm going to try to come to a show. Holy moly. For kingandcountry.com. And go get tickets for the Christmas show at Drummer Boy Christmas, and they're going to be touring all over next year as well. When I was growing up, Jars of Clay, ever heard of them?
I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys grow up listening to Christian music only, or did you get secular music as well?
We got a little bit of both. Yeah. Our parents were, you know, I will say this, when we would go out and drive, and my oldest brother or one of my brothers could drive the car, on the radio, you did want to change the dial back to the Christian station, because if mom and dad came in, they may comment on it. Mm. But there was freedom. We were allowed to listen to both.
The Newsboys, ever heard of them?
I heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Switchfoot, kind of on the line a little bit of
yeah.
Of
that was an bit, influential
little bit
band
of a story
and record,
Switchfoot,
actually.
Because Joel mentioned I tore my ACL playing basketball, and I kind of was, you know, wanting to figure out what was next for me, if that makes sense. Sports was my thing up until that point. And as I was rehabbing my knee, they had just released their album, The Beautiful Letdown. And I remember asking them, you know, thinking to myself, I wonder if I could write songs that mean as much to me like their music does to me.
That's interesting that you, because for me, and I don't do music, I do comedy music, but not the same as you guys, obviously, where you guys are good. But the first artist that ever spoke to me writing, you'd hear a song and you go, Oh, wait a minute. Like, I feel like they're speaking for me and to me.
Yeah.
And it was John Mayer, around my age, sensibility somewhat similar. It was Switchfoot for you?
Switchfoot for me. Yeah, because, I mean, I've heard it said that, you know, an artist's job is to be a poet in some cases, to articulate what another cannot. And then if you give that to them and you give them that song, then that song becomes their song. And then in return, I think, because if you're writing those songs from your heart, you know, and it means something to you, when somebody responds to that song, I think it inherently makes you feel less lonely, you know, and that's the gift of music to me.
I saw Carmen. Ever heard of
him? Wow.
Yeah.
Funny side note, we've been actually working on a feature film that is circles around our immigrant family, particularly a mom, six kids. It's a 90s film. It's ultimately a story about our parents coming from Australia to America and the triumphs and tragedies that happened along the way. And Carmen is actually one of the reasons we're here. The old lounge singer, Italian stallion Carmen. Yeah, he offered a job to dad over here.
This is a real story or a movie?
This is a real story.
Real
story that's becoming a movie. Yeah.
We just filmed it like 3 weeks ago. We just finished filming. We were in Louisville for like 2 months filming it.
I've been to a couple Carmen shows. They are an experience.
They are an experience.
For sure. It's almost like those flipping around at 1 a.m. and you see that on the channel and people are that. I mean, that was the Carmen show. It was big and you're like, wow. It was a wow moment for me.
Yeah.
But what you guys do, just it's A+. I mean, I don't know. I just wasn't expecting it to be so moved by this. And I really was, all seriousness. You guys are great. You're not the same person I do on the Southwest flight. That's all I'm going to say. It's not the same.
I'm glad we're improving and not, you know.
Bobby,
I will say this, but boy, can this guy sell some shirts.
I thought it was the merch guy for King of Country. What do I know? Yes, Amy.
Bobby today has on like a khaki sweater with a black shirt, and like literally y'all's whole vibe is khaki and black. So I feel like you could fit right in today.
We should take another picture.
Is that pre-planned? Is it a group text, or y'all just like sense that?
Oh, the whole group. Yeah,
this was actually, we're usually pretty uniform, but this was pretty limber today. We were all like, hey, go casual.
But y'all,
and if you want to come show up, wasn't that big a deal, right? I mean, if whoever wants to show up can.
There's been discussions. It's funny. The more detailed that you get, the more accidental coincidences happen like this when you don't get detailed, because they kind of know, they've said in the past, we should show up looking like this. So, you know, here we are.
Do you still play ball?
I mean, I try to. I'm not that good, but yeah.
Does your leg hurt when it gets cold?
No. I didn't do any. I just did strictly the ACL, so I didn't do all the other meniscus and all the other craziness that can take place. So for the most part, they just took the patella tendon, stuck it back in there, and I'm, for the most part, as good as new.
My dog just had that. He's a bulldog.
It's the worst.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Well, he went like this. Oh, that was it. But I think that's what he said. Yes.
It's the worst.
Okay, look, for King of Country, you guys go watch him. Eddie, I'm sorry your wife.
Yeah.
Really let him down.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, me too.
Hey, what day are you going to Texas?
Every day, apparently, that you guys are here, of all the days.
We're going to be gone. I think we're leaving the day before. So
I've heard two days before. Nothing that you could do to just put it back 2 days, you know?
Eddie, Crossroads
picture
Christmas
this. Day. We've made such a song and dance about this. We have other shows. What if we flew you to another show?
Well,
beforehand?
Then Bobby wouldn't be pleased with that, because then he wouldn't be here.
Well, here's the thing. We have another guy on our show named Lunchbox who, like, milks artists for free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. And so I just feel like he's ruined it for everyone. Where, Eddie, would you want them to fly you somewhere?
I mean, it'd be awesome, but no, guys, don't go out of your way. Do your tour, do all that. Hey, well, you guys are going to be around for a while. We'll catch you next time.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Yeah, I know that.
This is it, man. This is the last tour.
Okay, for King and Country. And does anyone ever think it's forkingandcountry.com?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. See when it's all
URL,
written.
URL, especially when you read it that way.
Oh, like forking with a fork?
Yeah, forking.
And People Magazine still thinks we're a country band, which is awesome. Like, because you know, they do the articles.
And you live in Nashville.
They're a country.
Oh, do you feel like awesome? Do you feel like they cover you more?
I kind of like it. I just think I think the more kind of blurred lines you can create in genres and collaborations, the better.
You're not in a box.
And we're in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's also what you guys do sonically, if I can say so. It's all an amazing blurred line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Between the instrumentation, the message, the vote. I mean, it's all, you wouldn't know what genre it is because it kind of is universal.
Well, that's what I kind of love about this country is you have enough of a framework for people to sort of rise in certain genres. But then I feel like with shows like yours, with streaming platforms and whatnot, you're able to actually sort of branch out further. Because, I mean, we write love songs, we write life songs and God songs and Christmas songs. It's all in there. But it's really... Christian radio, particularly early on, was like they were the ones and still are the ones that have sort of helped us rise, which has been beautiful.
If I wanted you guys to play my Christmas party, what's that cost?
A lot of money.
I thought so.
The whole band?
Well, everybody but the guy with the bass.
he's got awesome hair,
and I'm very jealous.
Our band leader,
but he's got
Bobby,
a perfectly, it's like perfect brown to blonde, and I'm like, dang, I'm jealous of that, and it doesn't make me feel good, so I want him to stay away. Because it's too perfect, yes. All right, here they are for King of Country. Thank you, guys. Nice job.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Adam Atkinson works at Home Depot in Tennessee, and he's at work, and he's kind of looking through the shelf, stocking some items, and he goes, what is this? He pulls out an envelope that was left on the shelf with $700 of cash inside the envelope. So he turns it into the manager. The manager says, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to keep it here, and if anybody claims it for the rest of the day, we'll give it to them. They have to describe exactly what's in there. No one claimed the money, so she says, okay, what do I do? Let's put this on social media. I'm just going to say I found an envelope. It described the envelope. I'm not going to say what's in it and see if anyone responds. Well, somebody sees and said, hey, my business partner lost $700. I wonder if he was at Home Depot. So he calls him up. Hey, did you lose $700? Like, yeah, it's at Home Depot. So he goes and claims it. He got his money back.
Wow.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Love it.
I just, man, letting that out of my sight. I'm always like, how does someone, because they have $20,000 for a house they've been saving up their whole life. And it was just in a shoebox, and they left the shoebox in the Uber. I would never stop looking at that thing.
Yeah.
I'd be scared to death.
He probably just had it. He's like, oh, look, there's some oil. And he put set it down for a second, checked the oil out, and then just left.
I had to get cash for something recently, and it was one of those bank envelopes. Like, I had to go to the bank, pick it up, and then I was nervous my kids were going to get into it, so I hid it in a shoe in my closet in a boot. And within, like, less than 48 hours, I forgot where I put it.
That's yeah, Amy.
I remembered Amy. Finally, but...
You did find it. Well, there was a woman who won a lottery ticket. She had a lottery ticket, and it won $10,000. She couldn't find it, and it was getting closer and closer to the end. We had to cash it in.
Mm-hmm.
And she had torn her house apart completely multiple times. And then finally, she found it in a shoe as well. She had hid it in a shoe.
My dad, after he moved out, because he left when I was like 9, and my mom was cleaning out the garage later, and she found a glove, like a gardening glove. She found $500 cash stuck in there. He had hid it from his gambling days, and she kept it.
That's unique. Glove?
Huh. Good.
Yeah.
Eddie, good story.
Thank you.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, game time. Mike D has created a game. What's it called?
Is it a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Ooh.
So you're going to give us...
I'll give you a title and description of a movie. You tell me if it's real or if I made it up.
Okay. Yeah, these are hard now because they make all kinds of movies now about everything.
Yeah.
It's going to give us three of them. And if there's a tie, we'll go sudden death.
Okay.
All right, give us the first one, Mike.
It is called Fa-La-La Fallen in Love. It is about Rebecca and Bryce, who joined a Christmas carolers group. They bond over their passion for music and quickly fall in love. But just days before Christmas, Rebecca discovers Bryce's hidden past. Is it a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Hidden Past. That's kind of dark.
What's it called again?
Fa-la-la, Fallen in Love.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
Falling in Love. I mean, that works.
Okay. Cute.
Say it again, Mike.
Fa-la-la-la-la, Fallen in Love.
Yeah. Give us that plot again, though.
Rebecca and Bryce meet after joining a group of Christmas carolers. They bond over their passion of music and quickly fall in love. But just days before Christmas, Rebecca discovers Bryce's hidden past.
I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm gonna go fake. Sounds too dark. Hidden past. I don't see a lot of those in the holiday the movie previews.
Gosh, you're probably right.
Amy?
I'm not real.
Eddie?
It sounds crazy, but I'm going to go with yes, it's real.
So we got two fakes, one real. Mike, what is it?
It is fake. Made it up.
Oh, that title got me, man. That's a good title for a movie.
All right.
Is it, though?
Fa-la-la-la-la, Falling in Love, yeah.
Fa-la-la-la-la,
Falling in Love.
Next up, Mikey.
A cozy Christmas inn. A real estate executive, Erica, travels to Alaska during Christmas time to acquire a bed and breakfast, only to discover that it is owned by her ex. While there, she finds herself falling in love with the town and quite possibly him.
Her ex? And she didn't know it?
Give it to us one more time.
She not have a social media?
It is called A Cozy Christmas Inn. A real estate executive, Erica, travels to Alaska during Christmas time to acquire a bed and breakfast, only to discover that it is owned by her ex. While there, she finds herself falling in love with the town and quite possibly him.
That's a great
I mean,
plot.
I have watched...
That one's a little too... That's a close one.
Yeah, man.
I have watched this before, but not with an ex in Alaska. But, you know, the formula is the same.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy, what do you have?
I have real. Let's
Eddie?
100% real.
I have real because it just seems... The ex part throws me off.
Yes.
But other than that, it all seems like the formula. I say real. Mike?
It is real.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to check that one out.
Yeah, that one sounds good.
I want to check out Fa-la-la-la-la.
Falling in Love.
Yeah, we should write that one. All right, Mike, give us one more.
All right, this one is called Resting Grinch Face.
Lisa. That's hilarious.
These titles are great.
Lisa is the CEO of a financial company, and she realizes she has the reputation of not being the warmest to her employees around the holidays. She embarks on a journey to spread Christmas cheer around the office for the first time ever.
That's good.
Resting Grinch Face is hilarious.
So
real
funny.
Good.
It's like something Mike would write.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in. Amy and I have the lead by one.
Yeah.
Eddie, what do you have?
Well, look, I didn't even hear the description of the movie because that title I know 100% is fake. There's no way a boardroom of Hallmark people would be like, yes, Resting Grinch Face. So I'm going to say it's fake.
Amy?
Fake.
I have fake. Mike?
It is fake. I made it up.
That's a good one. Resting
it's a
Grinch
great
Face
name,
is awesome.
Though.
Eddie, you've been eliminated.
Okay.
Amy and I go sudden death. Mike, give us another one.
All right, this one is called The Most Colorful Time of the Year. Ryan is an elementary school teacher who learns that he is colorblind. Michelle, an optometrist and mother of one of his students, helps bring color into his life just in time for the holidays.
Is that a real holiday movie or is it something Mike made up? All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
One, two, three, real.
Fake.
Okay.
Oh, there will be a winner.
Oh, wow.
Mike. What is it?
It is real.
Yes!
Wow!
That is real?
Oh!
It is real.
And what's it called?
The Most Colorful Time of the Year.
Oh!
Hey, good job,
thank
bud.
You very much.
Look at that one come out.
Merry Christmas to me.
This is why he doesn't play games. He wins every single
I
one.
I know.
I held on tight for that one. Resting Grinch Face, though. That's a great
That's
one.
Awesome.
Daniel in Lubbock, Texas on the phone. Daniel, what's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I was just calling because a couple of days ago I heard on the podcast where all you guys were talking about Amy's movie role and trying to find out how much she made, but Eddie won't say how much he's making on his reels.
That's right. Eddie was all about, Amy, you need to tell us. Amy, you need to tell us. But then you won't tell us how much you're making on your Instagram Reels.
I think that people that are on Instagram. Yeah, I think so. Like, well, listen, like people on Instagram, they make money on their Reels. So they have an idea. We're not actors. Like, how many actors are there out there? We want to know how much you get paid when you go to Hollywood.
And we want to know how much you're making on your Reels.
It's not. It's really not that important, man.
So you know what I mean? If one says, the other will say?
No.
Oh, I was going to say yes, but okay.
Okay, we'll say it. What are you making? I just think the thing with Eddie, though, is I don't think he's making as much as he proclaims to make.
You don't know that.
That's my theory on it. He doesn't want to say, okay, I made $50.
So, because he takes up so much time, and it's annoying how he records everything.
Yes. I think he blows it up and makes it seem like it's a big deal, and now he's going to be outed for, like, not really making that much money.
And I think Amy's embarrassed to say how much she's making in Hollywood because it's a lot of okay. money.
Why don't you guys... Why don't you guys both text me what you made, okay?
Do you want me to text you what I made so far?
Yeah.
In my Reels?
Yeah.
Okay. And how so far, but how long have you been doing it? Like, okay. how long is this
no,
money
no, no,
been?
No, there's no stipulations.
Well,
I need to know.
Mine was a one-day job, and if it's a lot, it might be the last year and a half.
And I'm going to play a song. Mm-hmm. We'll come back from the song.
I don't want to talk about it.
Let me crunch the numbers.
You're not going to do it?
Well, I mean, well, what, we send it to you, and then what? You
And then I hold.
You know what
yeah.
I made.
Yeah, what
I
are you going to do?
Oh, you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It must have been that. I guess it wasn't that much, though.
Okay, text it to me. I will hold the keys. And then if you both agree after the song, I'll release it. And if you don't, I won't.
I love it.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't even remember yours. No. Let me play this. We'll come back. How much Eddie's made on Instagram Reels, how much Amy made doing the movie Holiday Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
One day of work, she said. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives, you guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
State your case.
Like which part? I have a lot of feelings about this.
Before we, the numbers.
So like, I don't like revealing certain things. Like this to me, I know, yes, I had to fly in to Hollywood and it was this whole thing and it was a 14-hour day on set, but still just like a lot of money and I'm very grateful for it. But I'm just sensitive to the fact that that was a really cool opportunity for me. And I don't want anybody to be like, oh, look at her. That's what I think in my head. Like I don't,
you don't want to brag.
Yes.
Okay, for anyone new to the show, I got an email going, hey, what's up? We need somebody to walk on this role. You think Amy would be good? I said, yes. She didn't know how much money they were going to pay her.
I would have done it for free.
But don't say that.
Yeah, yeah, don't say that.
Oh, just kidding.
So, but I have the number. And then Eddie has been doing reels, and he keeps hiding how much money he's been making from reels.
Y'all been asking over and over. And
I have that number.
You know what I'm saying? It's none of your business.
But I have them both, and you guys have agreed to say them if the other person would say.
So mine was the total. So I had a SAG. There's like SAG regulations, but then what I didn't know is there's kind of overtime. Mm-hmm. And then also the meal penalties when I didn't get to eat on time. So that's what I added up to.
What's funny, Bones, is that I'm thinking Amy's is like crazy big.
What are you thinking, Eddie?
I mean, I'm thinking like, ooh, close to a mil.
Are you
Hollywood? I mean, fly to LA. And then she's embarrassed.
$1 million
for a bathroom scene?
I said short of a mil.
And it was
I saw it, by the way. And Amy, there was more than a bathroom scene. There was a lot of talking. Okay. A lot more lines than I thought.
Also, it was a partnership with our company.
Still.
So it's like.
The main character even says your name. Like, oh, Amy says this. Amy said that.
Okay, so you're going to put it at. Pick a number, though, Eddie. What do you think it is? How much she made doing that movie?
Well, based on your reaction, I'm going to have to go lower than a mil.
Well, that was just a stupid thing to say.
That was so ridiculous. Like.
So let's go with 100,000.
What?
Okay. And then Amy. Eddie's been annoying us with his shooting of Instagram reels and talking about how much he's getting paid. How much do you think he's made overall?
She's counting.
Well, I'm trying to think of how long he's been doing it, and then how many reels has he put up.
We also got into the fight of a couple and a few. A couple's two, a few's three.
Yes, that's
duh. Is that the definition?
Yeah.
A couple is two, a few is three.
I thought a few is like three or more. Could be five, could be six.
But 10 isn't a few.
Mm. 10 is 10.
But a few is three.
10 is a lot.
This is what we do off air.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd say in total, the whole time he's been on, maybe $500. That's a lot of work that he's put into that, though.
And he doesn't want to release it because...
Maybe it's 400.
He's annoyed us for $100,000 level, but it's going to be less than that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even 350.
Well, I will say this. Amy, for her total role, was paid $5,000.
You're revealing. That's it. 5,000.
That's not it. That's a lot of money, Eddie. No.
Guys, I picture a million. I'm bringing it back down to five. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I mean, one day. But I mean, I think back to a time when I first started this show, I didn't even make that
in a
couple months.
But Amy, like Clooney and them, they make much money.
I had no prior acting experience. It was a thing with iHeart. Like, I went in. They trusted me with that role. Again, I would have done it for free.
Eddie has made.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
Is he lying? Is it 200?
20,000.
No, he hasn't.
Nope. I know. I'm lying.
I was like, if that's the case, then I am doing reels all wrong. Uh-huh.
Eddie has made $675.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey. More than I thought.
Hey, that's Chili's like once a week.
Okay, but over a span of how long? So you've made $100 a month.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So back this summer, he was acting like he was banking.
No, he's acting like he's making millions.
Bringing it in.
Because he was annoying all of us so much. He was like, guys, you have no idea how much money I'm making.
$100 a month.
Ray, do you think it'd be more?
Eddie's, I knew it'd be exactly that amount. Amy, it makes sense. It's a legit movie that they put on a streaming service. I would say yes. $5,000 is probably where I put it at.
Everybody feel better?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, does Amy get, what do you call it? Like
residuals?
When friends? Yeah, residuals.
No, because it's on a streamer. Mm. If it were airing again in other places.
They are putting it on DVD, though.
Okay, she'll get a nickel. DVD. And it'll come in a time machine from 1997. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The most Googled artists of 2022 are Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, and Kanye West.
Hmm. Yeah, the Kanye stuff, not good.
Yeah, different reasons.
They had the highest average monthly searches with over 2 million each.
Not surprised at all three of them. I guess Harry Styles, massive, but usually it's some sort of controversy. And then Taylor's just the most famous person ever.
Harry was in that movie. He had his tour.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Morgan Wallen's not up there, though. I don't know, he's country, and that's considered niche to a lot of folks, but he broke a ton of records. So where is he on the list, does it say?
I only have the top 10, and none of them are country.
Okay. All right, what else?
Remember quiet quitting? We talked about that. It's when you just start slacking off at your job a little bit. It's your way of just being like, okay, I'm kind of quitting, but I'm still here.
Yeah, this show was ahead of that. You guys have been doing it since what, 2012?
Yeah, but no one quit.
Okay.
Quietly.
All right. Well, there's a new version called quiet promotion. It's when your boss gives you more and more to do, but no actual promotion.
That happens all the time here.
Does it? Does it?
All the time.
Constantly trying to make your life easier. All right, what else?
Okay, there's an online scam involving Cole Swindell that's a little different than the ones in the past. This one, some guy was pretending to be Cole and talking to these other dudes. And he gave him his address and was like, hey, yeah, you have permission. It's unlocked. You can go inside the house. No problem. All good. So the guys show up and then a call is made for an active burglary. The police show up and they're like, no, we're here to see our friend Cole Swindell. He gave us the address, all good. And it's a total scam, kind of like swatting, but Cole Swindelling.
Let me get this straight. Cole Swindell said, come to my house.
Yeah.
Here's where the key is.
Yeah.
Make yourself at home.
Yep.
Oh, okay, but so why?
Because they're fans. They did. They thought they were friends.
No. I know why they did, but what's the point of the scammer sending him to a random place?
Well, I think it's a joke on the guys, right?
Yeah, I feel as though it's like the swatting. When you call the SWAT team to someone's house, it's like, huh, which is not appropriate. It's a huge waste of resources, and people could die. But also, these people could have died. They think an active burglary is taking place.
They think Cole Swindell is inviting him to their house?
That's all crazy.
Yeah.
Remember I did this to Amy, where we were supposed to, like, sent Amy, it was when I first moved here. Amy didn't know where I lived, so I gave her a fake address to go check out my house.
Listen, y'all made me drive around and rate yards because Lunchbox and Eddie were saying, my yard's the best. No, my yard's the best. Yard of the month.
I don't remember this.
This was awesome.
Well, I do because it was a huge waste of my time. So I lived close to Lunchbox at the time, so it was easy to go check out his yard. And I was like, wow, okay, not bad. And then Eddie, far away, he sends me to the other end of the earth to go look at the house, but I have to go in the backyard and I think I have permission.
Oh my God.
And I am snooping around and checking out. Oh
my God.
There's a little fountain back here. And oh.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Hey, and this house was nice.
Right. And then I come to work the next day and I give my report and Eddie's like, Amy, I have something to tell you. And I said, what? And he said, that's not my house.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but I could have died.
That's what you said then too, dude.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
What?
I mean, great. It could have ended the other way, but it didn't.
It did not.
So what a bit.
It was awesome.
No, I mean, literally, that house was 40 minutes from my house.
But how nice is that?
That also
house?
Is funny. You sent her
funny.
Far away.
No.
You sent her far away, and then you sent her into someone else's yard. I don't know. That's a great one, man.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
Yeah. Amy.
Yeah. What, is this the pile? I forget.
It is.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This is a good one. Baylor sophomore Lauren Brissino attended a gathering of her fellow volleyball players at their coach's house. They were watching the bracket selection for the tournament, the NCAA volleyball tournament. And so they're all around, and they did a white elephant gift exchange where everybody brings a gift, and it all gets, oh, I'll take that, or I'll go and pick from the pile. And so Lauren is seen unwrapping a couple gifts, which can get taken away by the rules. So you have something cool, and someone's like, I'd rather have that. Then Lauren gets, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to grab this. She opens it up and boom, she gets a scholarship. They had tried to strategically plan it. So she got the box that opened it up and it said, you just have a full scholarship.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then it got taken away?
No, she got to keep it. The paper stated that Lauren's getting a full scholarship for the fall, spring, and summer semester. She broke down, the whole room started cheering. Tuition at Baylor is like $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
She was having to pay it herself, but now she, you know, they always do these big scholarship announcements, like, and everybody's like, ah, that's how she got hers.
That's so cool.
That's an awesome one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.